Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome to episode number one of the Broken to Beautiful podcast. I want to start off this episode by sharing exactly what's in it for you and why I think it will be a valuable use of your time to join me each week. I feel like I already know you. The last few years of life have been quite the blur, right? Ever since COVID, you felt a lack of direction and purpose in life. You were living in such uncertainty, and you just did what you could to get by. It got to a point where you were just going through the motions and doing everything possible to simply make it through another day. And in order to do so, you turned to alcohol to relieve some of the stress and worry and fear that came from the unknown. Alcohol was a friend to you during that time and has been for much of your life, right? It was what you turned to for comfort, to relieve your stress, to celebrate, as a reward to look forward to at the end of a long day, to keep you company when you were lonely, to just numb yourself so you didn't have to feel, right? But when was the last time you evaluated whether or not it was actually still serving a purpose in your life? I know we all get into our routines, and if we don't occasionally take a step back and really question if our life is moving in the direction we want it to, then we just continue going through the same motions day after day and never really make any progress. So who am I and why should you listen to me anyways? Well, my name is Cherie Haynes, and I too was just drifting through life for many years. It was a comfortable life, don't get me wrong, but every day pretty much looked just the same. I was living my own version of Groundhog Day. I woke up, read my devotions, got a workout in if I wasn't too tired, worked my full-time job, and then most evenings I would watch Netflix and have a couple of glasses of wine or Trulies to wind down and relax after a long day. I wasn't challenging myself. I wasn't trying new things. I was just essentially living on autopilot because I didn't really know what else was out there. I turned to alcohol for all the same reasons you probably did, and it was the one thing that brought me enjoyment. But you know what? I wasn't ever truly happy because I wasn't contributing in the way I knew I could. I knew deep in my soul God had something more planned for my life. But I pushed His voice away because I knew when I finally made the decision to pursue the dreams He had put on my heart, I would also have to leave alcohol behind. You see, I heard God telling me over and over to surrender alcohol to Him, but I just could not imagine life without it because it had been my crutch for as long as I can remember. I started drinking in college to fit in, and thought it gave me the confidence I was looking for. I was shy growing up and felt very sheltered, and so I could not wait to finally be free to figure out who I really was in college. I made countless mistakes and bad decisions from drinking more than I should. You would think I would have learned that alcohol wasn't really my friend, But I wasn't seeing clearly and always seemed to forget about the negative consequences that came as a result. It's funny how that works, isn't it? Well, after college, alcohol continued to play a pretty big role, as I still enjoyed the feeling I got and again, the confidence I felt when I drank. It helped to bring me out of my shell so I could loosen up a bit as I was starting my new career in the real world. I felt sophisticated with a glass of wine in my hand, and it has been a constant in my life through all of the highs and lows. But earlier this year, it became abundantly clear that I could no longer drown out God's voice. I realized I had wasted years of my life that I could never get back, but I could make a decision from this day forward to finally experience God's true purpose for my life, not to mention figure out who I really was without alcohol. And so on October 24th, 2023, I had my last drink. I don't know if this will be a forever thing, but in this moment, I don't see any reason to bring alcohol back into the picture, because in just a few short weeks, my life has bloomed. I wake up every morning filled with purpose and direction and excitement for the day. I never woke up that way after a night of drinking. And I can't even describe how amazing it feels to go to God in prayer now, knowing I am finally living the life He intended for me. For so long, I felt distant from Him because I knew in my heart alcohol had become an idol for me. I turned to it for comfort instead of turning to my Heavenly Father. But now, I feel the closest I've ever felt to Him in my life. I feel His hand of blessing in everything I do. And even though I don't know all that He has planned, it's getting clearer and clearer every single day. In just these last few weeks, I finished 2 courses and am working on a third. I wrote a 30-day devotional for anyone who wants to take a break from alcohol for 30 days. I formed an LLC. I have created daily videos. I have started up this podcast, read numerous books, and have a plan on what I think I'm supposed to create in 2024. I also feel healthier than I felt in years, have lost weight effortlessly, and am realizing how much I enjoy nourishing my body properly. I know I'm new on this journey, but that's part of the reason I want to share this now. I want to be able to relate to you in real time, and I want you to know that I understand exactly what you're experiencing because it is so fresh. I want more than anything to help you clear out the distraction of alcohol and help you realize God's plan and purpose for your life. I want you to wake up filled with excitement and joy and fulfillment. I want to help you get into the best shape of your life too. How often have we had health and fitness goals, but we never fully reach them because we wouldn't let the one thing go that was holding us back? Alcohol. It's impossible to fully reach those goals when alcohol is such a big part of our daily habits, right? So here's what you can expect. We will be going straight to God's Word for guidance, direction, and clarity. We will be talking about strategies for improving our health and fitness and taking care of the precious temple God has given us. I'll also be sharing tips to help you on this journey, books I'm reading to help with mindset, and anything that I feel will help you get closer to creating your dream life, reaching your full potential, and becoming the person God created you to be. You are not alone on this journey. I will be with you every step of the way. I can't wait to see what God does in your life when you surrender alcohol to Him. Now, I want to be abundantly clear. This decision is 100% yours to make. I want you to know I'm not telling you to let go of alcohol forever, because I know that can be intimidating. But I do think it would be a great starting point to simply take a break for 30 days. That's why I wrote Broken to Beautiful, how taking a break from alcohol will bring closure to your past, comfort to your present, and clarity to your future. I know in my heart, alcohol has kept you from reaching your full potential, but I also know you have to be ready to make that decision for yourself. I tried taking breaks in the past and was never ready to really give it a chance until one day I finally was. And I hope that by allowing me to walk on this journey with you and share with you how God is working in my life, you'll eventually be ready too. Imagine with me for a moment, jumping out of bed when your alarm goes off because you cannot wait to start working on the dream God put on your heart. Imagine having absolutely no desire to drink again because you realize alcohol served its purpose at one time in your life, but you no longer need it because you have a mission that God created you for. Alcohol was only bringing you down, clouding your judgment, and depriving you of all of that creativity inside of you. Imagine the peace you have knowing you're living in alignment with your core values. Imagine everything finally making sense. All of the pain you endured, all of the suffering you experienced, all of the struggles you faced and hurdles you overcame were for a reason, and they served a very important purpose in bringing you to this exact moment in time. It's true. As it says in Romans 8:28, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them." This is only the beginning. I could not be more excited for you to experience a whole new world because that's exactly how I feel. Mornings are exhilarating. Sunsets are even more magical. Coffee tastes better. Evenings are more peaceful. And I am feeling more alive than I ever did when I was consuming alcohol regularly. And you too can experience that. Now, before I let you go, I would love to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you bring clarity to my friend and show her what her life could look like on the other side of alcohol. I ask that you make it abundantly clear to her the vision you have for her life. Please reassure her that you'll be with her every step of the way when she decides she is ready to surrender this to you. In your Son's name I pray, amen. Have an amazing week. God bless.